Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live. It's hour number two. Leah, Tony, Eddie, Taylor, and others, I'm going to get to all of you. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Paul Watson coming up in the next segment to talk about road warrior level collapse imminent. How do we avert this? How do we bring the globalists that have orchestrated this to justice? We'll also talk about top-level Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama, and a bunch of other news that is coming out that we haven't even gotten to yet, dealing with Arizona, the borders, the BP oil leak. They claim it's fixed. They've said this many times. We hope this is the case. That's all coming up. But right now, Leah in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. I just wanted to compliment you, first of all, on your excellent breakdown of the playbook from the economic hitman in your emergency message. I think this is vital to people's understanding. I know when I try to wake people up, two of the disconnects that I find are, one, well, the economy's just not doing well now, but you know that happens. And with that disconnect, what they need to understand is that it is being destroyed by design. The second thing they could be missing is that when an economy is destroyed by design, it's a very, very bad sign for that group of people being destroyed. And I think a good example of this is what happened in some cases to Native Americans. You take control of their economy, corral them, and they're at your mercy, and you destroy them.
Well, actually, the Soviets, Stalin and Hitler, both wrote and said they were using, with their work camps, with their gulags, with their concentration camps, the model that was used first by the British in the New World and then by the U.S. Army in the 1850s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And you take them, you re-educate them, you cut them off from resources, you put them on reservations, and then you basically incrementally wipe them out. And that's what's being done to everyone now. And that is the IMF World Bank model economically. That is what Maurice Strong and the UN say. That's what the carbon tax is. It is meant to destroy industrial societies, to render us weak. And I mean, you know, here's Time Magazine, the only child myth. And I knew when I saw this, before I got it off the newsstand, I knew what it would say when I opened up the article. And it says, the economy's bad. The answer is don't have more than one child. It's better for your carbon footprint to only, you know, have one or no children. This is all being pushed everywhere. They don't. The globalists have gotten the world through fraud. Now they don't want to enslave us. They want to enslave us so they can then kill us. And people better get the magnitude of this through their brains.
Exactly. Exactly. So I had an idea of a call to action. I know a lot of us are missing that fourth hour. We enjoy listening to you, but we understand you have very important things to do. I think people who have discernment, who have wisdom, who have understanding, have seen what's been going on, should take that fourth hour now and research positive, peaceful, and proactive steps that they can take. Use that fourth hour. Start today.
Well, listen, I agree with you, but also you heard the earlier caller talk about how he's gotten together with his neighbors and they're having meetings every week about what they're going to do during this collapse. Nothing is more valuable than friends and family you can count on and knowing something's coming before it fully arrives. Now we're already into it, but we've only sunk a little bit into this. And we, again, if we point out the globalists have engineered this, they will have to back off and put the brakes on it. But if they think they can get away with creating the crisis and getting more power out of it, they're going to accelerate it. As Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact point that you start resisting. The sky's the limit with these people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex. We pray for you every day.
Thank you. I can feel your prayers in my spirit. And God bless you. I appreciate your prayers more than you can imagine. Well, you can probably actually imagine it. You can feel other people's prayers for you. And I pray for all of you and this entire planet every day. And I pray that God will lift up other leaders worldwide, whether you're listening in Mexico or Russia or Japan or Germany, whether you're listening in Israel or England or South Africa, that you will realize that God needs you to be a leader. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. It's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy-to-fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us. We're now 8 minutes into the second hour today. I'm going to get into raw story study. Attack on Iran would be start of long war. Oxford Research Group concludes Israeli attack on Iran would be start of long war. That's also Zero Hedge. U.S. paid Iranian nuclear scientist $5 million for aid to CIA, officials said. Washington Time. That's just some of what is coming up. Also, cap and trade bill will be added to the Senate climate change bill. So they're moving ahead with that. They're on the verge of passing a Federal Reserve takeover of the United States that dwarfs the beachhead they got in 1913, 97 years ago. Justice Department says they're not going to sue the 800-plus sanctuary cities where illegal aliens are above the law. That's okay that they won't work with the feds because the feds don't want them to, but they are going to continue suing Arizona. Also, BP is reporting that they've fixed the leak. Let me cover that now, then we're going to Paul Watson. BP leak fixed, USA Today reports. Gulf well test to begin soon. They claim that oil is now stopped. Now, they've said this three times that I can remember. You probably remember more. BP plans to move forward soon on a critical and repeatedly delayed test of its Gulf well after fixing a leak on the new cap design to contain the gushing oil. So I guess they're spinning it. It's not a complete cap. We sure wish that would be the case. The test of the well's pressure could begin later in the day, BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells told reporters Thursday during a morning technical briefing. We're going to keep moving forward with this, Wells said, adding that the leak came as a surprise. We are always prepared for it, but I would say we didn't expect it. So we'll see if that really is a capping of it or just more spin. In fact, guys, will you pull up the live webcam of it and see if it's leaking? I mean, they've lied so many times, who even knows what that means? Also on the BP oil leak situation, what is it, day 85, 86 now? Government expert witness over 42 million gallons, not a million and a half, but 42 million gallons of dispersant used during BP oil disaster, much more toxic than the crude oil itself. But for the balance of the hour, Paul Joseph Watson, who, of course, works with the InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com team. He is the editor of PrisonPlanet.com, my second largest site. Of course, InfoWars.com is the main flagship, and the sites continue to reach more and more people every day because of all of you spreading the word about the important news and analysis posted and linked there on the sites each and every day. I wanted to go over this with Watson. America stands on the precipice of total collapse, his latest article. It has a key video posted at the bottom of it titled Road Warrior Level Collapse Imminent if we don't take corrective action now, as they announce laying off government people at the state and local level, laying off more than half of major police departments and sheriff's departments, police not responding to major crime, the feds blocking any type of rescue of Arizona. That is all coming up. Mass foreclosures this year expected to eclipse 09 levels. World at risk of folding in on itself, CNBC reports. So that's just some of what we're going to be discussing. And then also this Financial Times of London article from 2 days ago. We can't stress how important this is. Obama faces growing credibility crisis. And it goes on to say the bottom line here, Robert Shapiro, top Clinton advisor, said, is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Robert Shapiro. He says he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. Short of a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do just that. And Watson wrote a detailed article breaking down all the past statements of people in government talking about how they want more giant terror attacks. They have the motive for it. And you'll research each event, they're behind it. But going to Paul Watson now. Paul, you want to get in to the economic collapse first and the fact that they're now admitting depression and what we do about that? Or do you want to get into the top Clinton official, only a terror attack and save Obama?
Hello, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, I think if we get into the economic collapse information first, I mean, they both kind of tie into each other, but it's not just Alex Jones or me or, you know, Salente or Peter Schiff saying this, that there will be a collapse within the next 2 years. It's the insiders themselves. It's the elitists. It's
yeah, that's the Forbes headline. Time to get out of the dollar. They signaled time to implode the housing market when they had built the bubble, saying it would never end. I saw them signaling that in 2007 into 2008, and I warned people. Now they're signaling again.
Yeah, and I mean, this is not just coming from us. It's coming from people like Niall Ferguson, who is, you know, the big Harvard history professor, economics professor. And he's a member of both the Bilderberg Group. He went to the last two meetings and also the Aspen Institute.
And he's saying the biggest collapse, what, since 1730?
Basically, yeah. He's saying a sudden and total collapse within 2 years. He said it's going to be rapid. It's going to happen quickly. It's not going to linger on. And that it's going to be a Greek-style meltdown, but on a much bigger scale because, of course, you know, America stands to lose much more than Greece because many more people are going to be caught up in this kind of chaos.
And the Chinese have now downgraded European and U.S. T-bills.
Yeah, I mean, it's all coming to a head now. We're being told that, you know, we've got to accept this age of austerity. The financial terrorists that caused the collapse, that stole trillions of dollars that were given to them by our governments, now saying that, you know, we're going to have to make up the shortfall by sacrificing public services, paying more taxes. Our incomes are going to be capped. VAT in the UK is going to go up to 20%. From January 2011, that's the sales tax. You pay 20% tax on most purchases. Obama and Volcker have said that a sales tax, a VAT tax for America is still on the table.
And raise the Social Security retirement age to 70 and take part of people's pension funds bare minimum. It's all being announced.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the age of austerity is. But the thing that galls me about it is the fact that last time this happened, certainly in Britain, was in the late 70s when we had the three-day week, which was followed by these austerity measures. The three-day week came as a result of miners going on strike, and we had to conserve electricity. So the working week was shortened to 3 days, and this is exactly what's coming in again with this post-industrial revolution, this green economy. But in the 70s, which is, you know, people are saying that this economic meltdown is worse than it was in the 70s now, but we had these austerity measures very similar to what's coming in now. And public spending was cut by a mere 4%. And as a result of that 4% cut in public services in Britain at the time, basically there were widespread strikes, there were riots, there were bodies left unburied. And at the time, the German Chancellor said that as a result of this, quote, Britain was no longer a developed country. That all came as a result of 4% cut in public spending. So now they're saying that it's going to be 20% plus cuts in public spending. So what we're going to experience in the next few years is going to be four times worse than anything that happened in the 70s.
And to be clear, when they talk about 20% cuts in public spending, they're going to increase taxes, so there'll be more money overall, but it's all going to go to the offshore banks. And the increased taxes will destroy what's left of the real economy. We were told in the 90s NAFTA and GATT would be Valhalla, but internally the UN and others said it was designed to deindustrialize us and then to rise up China as the new global system. And now we see the Council on Foreign Relations and the New York Times and others saying China will save us. China is the new model. Meanwhile, they're announcing in China in the Associated Press, as if it's a good thing, that they lock everyone down at night inside their homes and you're not allowed out on the streets at night. So this is the globalist model, total control.
Yeah, and that's what Joe Lieberman wants the internet to be like, the Chinese internet as well. So China's the model for what they're moving towards, and part of it's going to come with this austerity fascism. I wrote an article last month called Austerity Fascism is Coming and It Will Be Brutal. And I go through all the measures that they will introduce to move towards these austerity measures and these public cuts, income tax raises, you know, caps on income. And to think that people basically, a lot of them nearly went over the edge as a result of 4% cuts, and now they're talking about 20+. People's survival mechanisms are basically going to be on a hair trigger.
And that's why we go back to the 2007 British Ministry of Defense report, where they said by 2012, total collapse in martial law, because this is being orchestrated.
Yeah, and people aren't used to it. You know, people go along in their lives worshipping LeBron James and everyone, and they think that the world around them is just going to stay the same forever if they're not involved in it and if they just stick their head in the ground. But once these austerity measures start to impact them directly, you know, and their pay gets capped, they lose their jobs, their welfare gets cut in half, then we're certainly going to see, you know, how thin the veneer of civilization is, because these people are not going to like what's happening to them. And it's partly their own fault because, you know, they've sold themselves to the couch potato lifestyle.
And the giant horde of lazy, dumbed-down people are going to be used as a weapon by the government and the corporations against the producers, and they're going to use this wave of panic to fully rob anyone who's actually done well in life.
Exactly, and it's going to be class warfare. If people are prepared for this, and they've got reserves of, you know, gold and food and whatever, and they've got land and they've got places to go, and they can get through this, then the people who haven't prepared for it are going to be insane with jealousy, and it's going to create class warfare.
And the ultra-elite are going to point the giant horde against the tiny middle class and wipe it out, as they did in Nigeria, Argentina, South Africa, and countless other nations. We know this is an orchestrated plan. We have the IMF World Bank documents. Paul, stay there. Let's come back and talk about time frames for the collapse and how we try to avert it Then we'll get into the attack on the internet and a lot more and phone calls. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Okay, going back to Paul Watson. Paul, yeah, mainstream news is saying the next year or two depression, but all the economic numbers show at least 3 years we've been in a deep recession going into depression. Now they're announcing it. They're now trying to form this new global SDR system. You know, Salente says by the end of this year we'll be in a total collapse. I hope that's not the case, but when Schwarzenegger's already telling state employees they're going to get minimum wage and police departments coast to coast are laying people off saying they won't respond to crime, but taxes are going up, I mean, this is amazing. What's your take on the collapse?
Well, certainly they're infuriated about the fact that all these anti-incumbent candidates are threatening the establishment members, people like Harry Reid, you know, his opponent, the Tea Party member, has been completely lambasted by the mainstream media because she supports the Oath Keepers. She supports getting the fluoride out of the water. But those people, those kind of people are really starting to challenge the establishment minions. So that's November. That's what, you know, 4 months away from now. So that's really going to be a big flashpoint, I think. But certainly within 2 years, it's going to start to unwind. It already is, as you said. What freaks me out about the whole thing is, you know, the people who would normally be deriding us as paranoid alarmists, the big establishment media people, are saying exactly the same thing. And in fact, some of them are even going further than we are. For example, there's a guy called Simon Sharma, who is the most recognized historian in Britain. You know, he presents all the BBC and History Channel documentaries, all the new ones that come out. And again, this is in the Financial Times. That's where they announce all this, because it's a Bilderberg-owned paper. They know the vast majority of the serfs are looking at the topless women on page 3 of the Sun and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So people don't read those newspapers, but the insiders, the elitists do. And Sharma, this historian, wrote that not only will there be a collapse, an economic collapse, civil unrest, you know, mass riots, but there's also the very real prospect of a revolution, and he's talking about in America, because the elite might allow the chaos to get completely out of hand and allow people to get a foot in the door on actually wrestling back control of the system. And this is a guy who's intimately tied into the establishment.
Well, that's the same thing Zbigniew Brzezinski said 2 months ago.
Yeah. So, in a sense, they're going even further than us in saying that not only is there going to be mass unrest and riots and a collapse, but it may even lead to a complete kind of coup d'etat on behalf of the people.
Well, that's the big issue, is that either the globalists get unbelievable expansions of power out of the crisis they've engineered, or we use it to restore the republic and restore free nations worldwide. And they're going to win in some nations, we're going to lose in some nations, we're going to win in some nations. But the fight is on.
Yeah. And, I mean, Sharma said that, this is his quote, that the American people could, quote, bring down the governance of the American Republic. He's talking about the people overthrowing the government. And this is a massively respected historian. But the key thing is, he says that the only way that the elite will prevent this from happening, if they allow the crisis, the unrest, to get out of hand, is by Obama becoming basically a dictator, an authoritarian enforcer. And we know how he's going to do that, which ties into the Shapiro quote out of the Financial Times just a couple of days ago.
And we're going to cover that in a moment, but look at not just Woody Allen and all these other people calling for Obama to be a dictator. We have the system itself, and we have the Financial Times of London a year and a half ago with the headline, and now for world government, with the head editor for their international affairs, who's been a Bilderberg attendee, saying, yes, it's authoritarian, yes, it's been secret, but it's for your own good. So they're now out saying tyranny is good. They're not even denying it now.
No, and it's also coming from the left wing with the climate change movement, saying we need dictators to save the environment. We need to see the end of democracy if the Earth is to survive global warming. So it's coming from every side. And if they are to ram through the majority of what they want in this anemic post-industrial revolution, then, yeah, they're gonna have to get hardcore. They're going to have to get brutal. I mean, as I was talking about before, when we last had this austerity fascism in the United Kingdom, the top bracket of income tax was 98%. Anyone earning over £20,000 a year had to pay 98% of that top bracket to the government. They're not going to get that through without some fascism along the way.
Stay there, Watson. We're going to talk more about this when we get back on the type of terror attacks they may be planning to stage. Now, why would ultra-rich want a 90%+ tax bracket? Because they're offshore. They take your money domestically, ship it offshore.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this July 15th, 2010, live Thursday edition. Don't forget, I'll be back this Sunday with the abbreviated broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time as well. We have the free podcast with close to 300,000 people downloading it a day at Infowars.com on the listen page. We have the free iPhone app you can download for free. Listen how you want, where you want, whenever you want. We have an Android app up there as well, all available for free at Infowars.com. And, of course, you're listening to us on the AM and FM dial, shortwave, global satellite, XM. Just keep spreading the word to your friends and family how they can tune in. Anybody can tune in, shortwave, satellite, internet, AM, FM. There's always a way for you to listen, and we continue to reach more people and shed light on these criminals because you are supporting us. We're going back to Paul Watson in a moment to talk about staged crises, fake cyber attacks to bring in total control of the web, new terror attacks to be blamed on domestic groups. The globalists are clearly green-lighting that. The oil well spill, all of it, the Iran situation, and then Tony, Taylor, Tim, Alex, Jeff, and others, huge news blitzes and key video and audio clips and analysis. Also want to get into one-child policy being promoted all over the U.S. media when we get later into the next hour. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about ColaBlue.com, high-quality atmospheric water generators. They have a installment plan right now. If you want to make three payments over 3 months, they've got that going for a limited time. High quality atmospheric water generators, that grab water vapor out of the air and condense it and put it through filters. They got a bunch of different units. Colablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And lastly, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators that our listeners have loved are available from the great folks at Solutions from Science. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant. It's perfect for your home or your campsite or your shop. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, or you don't want to pay the man as much energy bill money, check it out at mysolarbackup.com or call and get a free information pack at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. So, again, ColaBlue.com and mysolarbackup.com, great places to get self-sufficient today. And lastly, you know, we launched about a month ago a new shopping cart. And all the specials that are on that card are also on our Yahoo card. There's links to these in the shop button at InfoWars.com. But we're offering where you get Fall of the Republic and Police State 4 and get a free copy of the film New World Order, critically acclaimed, of course, starring yours truly. I wouldn't really say starring, but that's what they say on the Independent Film Channel. You can get Jason Burmese's new film, Invisible Empire. And we've also got some free video deals with that. We've got it where you get a T-shirt, and you get a free ball cap, or two T-shirts and a free ball cap. And we've got a lot of great T-shirts that are designed to get the word out, like Legalize Freedom with a image of the American flag with barbed wire making the stripes. People will say, what does that mean? Now you can strike up a conversation. Or if you run into a patriot wearing an In the Fed shirt or an InfoWars.com shirt, you will meet like-minded people at tea parties or events or city council or at work. Again, a lot of great new T-shirts and videos and books and materials that accelerate the awakening. Your info gear at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, going back to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. Again, in the true paper of record, where the globalists speak, where the Bilderbergs own the paper, they are saying, this is a paper for them to communicate with each other, that Obama needs an Oklahoma City or a 9/11, and if he can't have one of those so he can rally as a strong leader, then he is going to be destroyed. Shapiro said, this is chilling information. But remember, going back a year ago and accelerating the last 3 or 4 months, I've been saying I could see them in all these HBO and MSNBC and CNN documentaries and in ADL reports, Southern Poverty Law Center, Pentagon reports, MIAC reports, Homeland Security law enforcement brainwashing reports, propaganda reports saying gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, Tea Partiers, In the Fetters, Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones supporters, they want to kill cops. They want to blow up buildings. Turns out the Hatari was totally fake, like we told you. 8 months before they got busted, I could see them being set up. I said that on air. Out of 400-plus militias, I identified them as being infiltrated. Turned out that was the case. But it turned out it was the feds that were basically shooting their mouths off, so that was a setup. They are clearly getting ready to stage terror attacks to be blamed on the American people and terror attacks to be blamed on Iran and a cyber attack as an excuse to take over the web. And, of course, now we have the economist, chief economist of the World Bank, IMF, telling the Korea Times that, yes, they're going to use the oil spill for a carbon tax. You can see their methodology of problem, reaction, solution, and using crises at work here like never before. And they're so transparent. Watson, break it down.
Well, it's almost a mirror image of the situation in the mid-90s with Clinton. I mean, Clinton didn't have much higher approval ratings in early 95 than Obama does now. He was a little bit higher. But, of course, as soon as the Oklahoma City bombing happened, which was, of course, completely run by the FBI through their stooge, their patsy, Timothy McVeigh, now that's completely out in the open, Clinton went up to back around 60%, and this conservative revolution, as it was at the time, that threatened the power monopoly was completely crushed, and they were able to demonize their political opposition as right-wing fringe extremists who should be completely ignored. And that's what we see happening again today. Sharon Angle, as I mentioned before, this challenger to the Senate Democrat, Harry Reid, has got a good chance of beating him, which is why the established media is out in force saying that she's a right-wing extremist just because she supports people upholding their oath to the Constitution and wants to get the deadly neurotoxin sodium chloride out of the water. So with people like that really having a chance of wrestling back some of the power from the establishment in Washington, D.C., they need some kind of event which they can exploit to demonize their political opposition. And when you've got people like Rahm Emanuel being the chief string puller for Obama, who is a complete puppet and merely reads off a teleprompter, the real power in that administration is certainly with Rahm Emanuel to a point. And he's a son of an Israeli terrorist who planned the bombings of hotels and marketplaces. He was in the Irgun terrorist group that killed hundreds of people. So when you've got people like that advising Obama and, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste, and then you read in the Financial Times that this big Obama supporter Shapiro is saying that basically we need a terror attack, otherwise Obama's finished, then I think we should be a little bit concerned about it.
Well, you can see the preparatory brainwashing. So people think the mainstream media, boy, they're really on target. The right-wingers did blow up a federal building. Darn them, we've got to get their guns. My gosh, I also see an attempted assassination. God forbid we're totally against that happening, against Barack Obama. As a caller said last Sunday, the question is, will Obama be taken out by impeachment or embalmment? And we hope that he is not taken out by embalmment. We want Obama, a teleprompter reading CIA agent from Indonesia, to certainly live a long life. We don't want that puppet to be turned into a martyr. The same reason the globalists don't want to kill me is because they don't want to turn me into a martyr against their tyranny. We don't want the globalists to turn Obama or any of his criminal scallywags into some type of martyr as well.
No, but it would be very easy for them to do that. If you look into exactly how much of a vacuous puppet Obama is, how much of a front man he is, it's transparent to see that he's just a water carrier for the elite, and he could be replaced at any moment. You know, his speeches are written by Bilderberg members. His book was written by Bill Ayers, the domestic terrorist weather underground bomber. You know, everything he does is coordinated by somebody else standing behind the scenes. So, I mean, they could easily run a false flag against Obama.
Well, it was declassified last year that Patty Hearst, you know, going in with machine guns provocatively and shooting it on 18-millimeter film, that was all directed by the FBI and was staged. That's now been declassified.
Yeah, so they've always got that tool. I mean, to a large extent, it's been discredited and eviscerated by the fact that it's been so voluminously and repeatedly exposed since 9/11. But what I see happening is that they'll just let Obama wither and die, and they'll get a Mitt Romney in, and then we'll really see, you know, the fascism come into play, especially with regards to the economy. And I think they'll just play it that way, because you've still got a mass of brainwashed right-wingers who will just think that a Republican is the answer again. The Tea Party is largely being taken over by these people. There are candidates that really, on most of the issues, would come down on our side, on the constitutionalist libertarian side, people like Rand Paul and, as I mentioned before, Sharon Angle. But there's still this huge mass of people that will gleefully go to the polls in 2012 and just put Mitt Romney in, and we'll just get, you know, George W. Bush 2 again. So, I mean, that's the avenue I see them going down. But if it really gets out of hand with this economic collapse, then who knows what's going to happen.
Good points, Paul. Let's look at a few other staged crises that they can pull off. I mean, I've got a few that I want to list here, but what are some of the other crises you see them using?
Well, obviously, you've got the cybersecurity agenda. Joe Lieberman, the sponsor of this bill, which would give Obama the power to flick a virtual kill switch to shut down the internet for at least 4 months before he had to get congressional approval. He openly unveiled the cybersecurity agenda for what it was last month in an interview with CNN's Candy Crowley when he said, quote, right now China, the government, can disconnect parts of its internet in case of war, and we need to have that here too. So he's openly saying that cybersecurity is part of a move towards the Chinese-style censorship and policing of the internet. Now, as I wrote in my article today, China's internet system has nothing whatsoever to do with, quote, war or security. It's all centered around keeping people politically oppressed and stopping them from communicating with each other and organizing politically to get active. And it's about censoring government atrocities and government cover-ups and government abuse. So Lieberman has openly said that that's what cybersecurity represents.
Well, we've got all these White House officials saying they want to censor it. We've got the FCC saying they want to control the internet. We've got them saying they want to put a tax on alternative media. That's an official proposal by the Federal Trade Commission and the FCC to tax alternative media to, quote, fund a government megaphone on TV and establishment newspapers. I mean, this is a violation of the First Amendment. It's the government involved in the, quote, free market. But briefly going back to China, look at this AP article. Beijing starts gating, locking migrant villages. And they write the article like it's a positive thing. The government calls it sealed management. China's capital has started gating and locking some of its lower-income neighborhoods overnight, with police or security checking identification papers around the clock, and a throwback to the old style of control. They already do that in New York, where they search everybody out at night. It's Beijing's latest effort to reduce rising crime, often blamed on millions of rural Chinese migrating to the cities for New York. For work. I'm thinking of New York being a police state. The capital's Communist Party secretary warns the approach promoted citywide, or wants it promoted citywide, but some state media and experts say the move not only looks bad, but imposes another layer of control on the already stigmatized vulnerable migrants. And so far, the gates have sealed off 16 villages in the sprawling southern suburbs where migrants are attached to cheaper rents, and some villages outnumber permanent residents 10 to 1.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising that the Associated Press would report that with pleasure, because, as we said before, the Chinese system is the goal. In China, even in the rich cities like Shanghai, the richest cities, you've got a two-caste system. You've got the people who've got some wealth right up against the poor. And basically, there's no middle class whatsoever. The poor can live right next to the rich. You know, they basically live on the street as it is in places like Shanghai.
Well, it's admitted that CPS doesn't take the children of millions of workers that chain their children all day to telephone poles or to light poles. And there's no environmental standards. They're having to put nets all over the factories for people jumping off, committing suicide. Meanwhile, this is what we're competing with. When we buy these goods, we are basically lowering ourselves to their level instead of demanding more tariffs so China has to raise its quality of life. It's actually a race to the bottom. Globalism, when Obama at the G20 in Toronto a few weeks ago talked about no nation can be greater than the other, he means all nations must be lowered, not raise the poor nations. Globalism is feudalism.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the green economy. It's to lower nations to lower first world nations to at least a second world status. And it's proved absolutely disastrous in Spain, where they've now got a 20% unemployment rate and 2.2 jobs are lost for every, quote, green job that's created.
Mission accomplished. And you say, we're not against them, it's just amazing to see it, that now it's not Eastern Europeans and Arabs that are flooding England, but that it's people from Spain. There's an exodus.
Yeah, every time I, you know, travel across the UK, I see tons and tons of Spanish people, which I never saw in the past, and they're not tourists, because, you know, they've got baby strollers and they're going home on the train. They've vacated Spain in their droves because with this green economy, everything's crashing and burning, and they've got double the unemployment rate that we've got in the UK, which is bad enough as it is.
And that's what the New World Order is. And the OECD and all of them state this, that they want a global government so there's nowhere to run, and everywhere is, in fact, I saw the OECD a decade ago say France is the model with an 80%+ income tax.
Yeah, as I was saying before, 80%+ income tax is not something that's out of the ordinary in the past 100 years. It's only in the past few decades that most Western nations have had this, in the UK and the US, it's 40% to 50% top bracket. In the UK in 1977, the nominal rate of income tax was 98%. Everything you earned over £20,000, which would be about $30,000, everything above that, the vast majority of it went straight to the government. Now, obviously, we have to adjust for inflation in 2010, but on that scale, the middle class would cease to exist because you would never be able to earn anything above a subsistence level income bracket.
Well, they're already trying to pass laws in England to keep you from leaving, Paul. I'm telling you, you got to get out of there. You need to get out of there, or that bloodthirsty German queen is sucking all of your energy and blood out of you. And they have income taxes, VAT taxes. The average Brit's paying about 70% in one form of tax or another. We'll be right back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paul Paul Joseph Watson is going to be with us 5 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm going to blitz through your phone calls. And at least the last half hour of the next hour will be a complete deluge of key news, analysis, information. It's all coming up straight ahead, including the one-child policy being promoted here in the United States. Oh, cut your carbon footprint. Don't have any children or only have one. You don't have the money anyways. That is the stated goal. In fact, we're going to go to phone calls here in just a moment with Paul Watson. But, Paul, any other key points we haven't raised here today? I mean, I would just add, I shot this video. We posted it dealing with the Road Warrior level collapse imminent. Alex Jones says we must take corrective action now. I'm asking folks to get that video that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get it out to everyone so they know who the culprits are. That is so essential, or they'll continue to pose as our saviors and get more power. There's so many other things going on. What else is on your radar screen?
No, just to add, I mean, the point at which it all collapses, as any good historian worth his salt will tell you, is where, you know, the empire's scramble to service its debt outweighs the expenditure on its military adventures. And America is rapidly approaching that point. And so, you know, when 20% of your tax money goes towards servicing the federal debt, that's when these austerity measures are really going to start to bite, because they're going to say there's a shortfall, we need to make it up.
And I played a clip of Obama yesterday at the G20 saying, really tough stuff coming next year, big cuts in spending, but that's services, not cuts in taxes.
Exactly. Exactly the same thing as David Cameron said. He said it's going to affect every single person in the United States, in the United Kingdom, and it's going to be years and years of pain. And, you know, that's when all this tyranny is going to kick in. But as we know with the comprehensive annual financial reports, they can still afford to maintain all the public services. This is about sucking the middle class dry and completely collapsing the middle class.
They get you dependent, they run up the debts to them, made up out of nothing, then they implode everything. And now Cameron has continued the ban on Michael Savage traveling to England. He bans Brits who've been in trouble at football games from leaving the country. So they're just setting up this Nazi Germany-type scenario. He's pushing the carbon taxes. Boy, what a conservative revolution. Doesn't matter who you put in, these creatures just continue the agenda.
Well, exactly. I mean, they had this big forum for which laws people in the UK wanted repealed or which ones they wanted added. And the big thing to come out of it was that people want disabled people, in some cases, and others, to be sterilized.
Yeah, that was the Daily Mail headline. Poor houses and sterilization.
And there also, there was an article out of India today where they're, again, seriously proposing to sterilize people. And if people have forgotten from history, sterilization leads to extermination. 350,000 people in Nazi Germany were sterilized, and we all know what, you know, happened after that.
Well, that's right. A lot of people out there who don't believe anything the media says claim that Hitler didn't kill a bunch of Jews, gypsies, Christians, and others. Yes, he did, folks. I've read Hitler's speeches. I've read transcripts of his radio addresses, of Joseph Goebbels, of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And our government and the Rockefellers funded all of that, and that was the Nuremberg defense the Nazis used. And all this stuff was created and was the pseudoscience of eugenics in England. And this is the model that's being pushed. And yes, the Nazis were monsters, and they did carry out eugenics.
Marie Stopes, who founded all the abortion clinics and concentrated them in the poor areas in the UK and the United States, she wrote love letters to Hitler. She attended the Nazi Congress on Population Control. You know, this came from Britain, Hitler picked it up, and it led to the mass extermination of millions of people, not just Jews, but undesirables, disabled people, and anyone that, you know, spoke
well,
out
well
against
said, Watson.
System.
Well said. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.